Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty.
What's up everyone? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast. I'm Leroy, no Philip this week. So let's get into some news. Well, first of all, let's get into some viral videos of the week. Viral video of the week goes to Ebony K. Williams. I really don't know much about Ebony Williams. The only thing I know about her is she was when the lady left on Undisputed, Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless sports show, they were having guest moderators, kind of like interviewing moderators, and she was one of the moderators. And I thought, I didn't know who she was, so I said, who is this woman? She is very poised, talk good, and she never interjects herself in any arguments, any conversations like Molly Karam does on Stephen A. Smith's show. I forget the name that quick. First Take, on First Take. Well, that's the only thing I know about her. Well, come to find out, she's a lawyer and, of course, a TV personality. So she was the viral video of the week amongst us blacks. She said she would never date a bus driver. I guess she has a show on Griot, and Ayanna Van Zandt was on there. I don't know if Ayanna Van Zandt was from, she's a motivational speaker, advisor. I don't know what you want to call her. She had a show on OWN Network, Fix My Life. I'm assuming she was the guest on Ebony's show. I don't know if they do this together or not. I don't know that much about it. And no, I'm not going to look it up either because I really could care. But here's the viral moment of the week of her saying that she would never date a bus driver.
We're getting those terminal degrees, those JDs, MD, PhDs. We also are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs, along with Latina women in America. Pew Research said that women are now out-earning men yes. in 22 yes. of the largest cities in America, including where I live, New York, D.C., L.A., you name it. When we talk, and I know...
No man cares about how much money you make. I don't know why she spilled these statistics off, because when it comes to dating or finding a mate, no man really cares how much you make. I mean, yes, it's a good thing that you make a good living, but at the end of the day, he really could give a shit. Well, here we go, going on.
Oh, that you've said that you cannot teach a man or tell a man how to be a man. So I will not ask you to indict men in this question. But I do want you to speak, Ayanla, to how women need to, position ourselves so that we can be in our divinity, so we can have our crowns right, how we can create and not build, when some of us, quite frankly, feel that the men that are available to us, and I'm talking about across the color spectrum, across the age spectrum, trust me, I've done them all, they are not positioned to protect nor provide because of some of the statistics we...
So, a guy that makes less than his wife can't protect and provide. What is her definition of protect and provide? That's what I want to know.
Just talked about, they're not earning the incomes, they're not having the resources, and some of them are not even showing up in the leadership.
Now, about this minority, I guess she was trying to say that minority women make more than men. Now, is this because you have all those degrees, or it was designed that way, if you get my point? Okay, was it designed where these women are supposedly these liberal women that I guess going to hate men so much that they make, because they make more than them? Was it designed that way, or you were just out earned getting degrees and the men just sat at home and did nothing? Which one is it?
Would you date a bus driver? You. Would you date
if he owns the bus? If he owns it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Because the standards and requisites, and I'm not talking about him laying on his sofa playing video games all day. I'm not talking about that. But the standards.
I don't know why Yana had to say that. Oh, we're not talking about someone sitting at home playing video games. We're all adults. I think that's self-explanatory.
And the criteria that we use to measure men is off for who we are as women and who they are in this society. I would date a bus driver if he loved driving the bus, if he was a man of integrity, if he was good to his mama, if he treated me well, I would date a bus driver. But we think that it's another human being's responsibility to give us what we need instead of us building together. I can build with a bus driver. I'd have my little stash over on the side in my prenup, but I could build with a bus driver. So I think some of the criteria that we look for in the reality of today keeps us unhappy, keeps us angry, keeps us imbalanced. And then when the men show up, we want to beat them up because they're not living up to our standards and criteria.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was a work conversation. I think they probably worked this together. Like, look, I'll say this and you say that. Because Ayanna already knows what she was going to say when she said, would you date a bus driver? That woman is not dating no damn bus driver. People have this warped view that bus drivers don't make money. But there's a YouTube show. I don't know if it's on the CNBC network, but I know they have a YouTube channel where it's Make It. And they talk about how people, what they do at their jobs or their profession and how much money they make. There was a woman on there. This was uploaded probably about maybe like a month ago. She works for the New York Transit station. Is it MTA? I think that's their transit station. She's a conductor on a train, and she doesn't drive the train. She's the person that sits in that little booth and stick her head out the window to make sure everyone's in properly and in safely, so where she can shut the door and alert the driver to, you know, you can go away to the next stop. That woman makes $80,000 a year. So if she makes $80,000 a year, can you imagine how much you make if you were driving that train? So don't think that somewhere just because they're just a bus driver, they're making such and such much. And at the end of the day, maybe this man liked driving buses. And again, to a point that Ayanna said that, okay, let's say you meet a man that's a bus driver and y'all, you know, y'all perform a union together and get married. Now, you like the finer things in life, and there's nothing wrong with that. So can a bus driver still, can you still go on trips with a bus driver? Can you still drive a fancy car, whatever your fancy car is, your Mercedes or BMWs? Can you still drive a Porsche? Can you still drive that with a bus driver? Because when I see those I see those luxury cars parked at the trolley stations, I'm pretty sure these people make a very good living. So I don't know what her sense of view is. And another thing to our ladies, our young ladies, because I know it's about two of y'all that listens to this. Don't listen to what she say. If you find a bus driver, if you have this high powerful job and you make a good living, and you find a bus driver that treats you good and everything like that, nice guy, treats you good, everything you look for in a man, perform a union with the bus driver. That's fine, because people look at someone like Ebony, think she has it going on, she has a great job, and she doing this and doing that. This woman is 40 years old and not married, okay? Now, and then she said she done date them all, so she had plenty of men of different ages and races, and she still can't find a man to marry her. Now, there was one dude that was going to marry her, but she stopped the engagement because he, during the COVID, he spent time in the house with a COVID with his quote-unquote almost adult children. So she dumped him. So if that's the reason why she dumped the man, because he wanted to be around his children during COVID, please don't listen to her. You can listen to her as a mentor. You can listen to her as a professional and the steps she did to go from here to there in her profession. That's fine. But when she ever talks to you about some social, what you should do socially and who you should date and all that stuff, let it go through one ear and not the other. Matter of fact, when it comes to our young women, when it comes to these older women, never listen to what they say when it comes to dating. So again, I think this is a work conversation because she been making the black internet rounds all week long. She was on a Breakfast Club, and I see she had a book. The book was released in January, so she's been touting this book around ever since she said this. Because like I say, again, this was a work conversation. This was not a conversation that they just had out of the blue. This was something that I'll say this line and you'll say this one. It's a work. So here it is. Ebony Williams doubles down on her statement about not dating bus drivers. Here we go.
So out of the 50,000 plus comments posted on social, I only saw a handful that even considered the possibility of a bus owner being a more aspirational position and recognizing that I am actually speaking and pouring into the ascension of black men when I said what I said. But see, no, some of y'all were too busy naming and shaming me personally and black women in general as undesirable gold diggers and much worse. Now, I suspect that some of y'all are the same men that were bringing home C's and D's on your report cards, only to then be coddled by parents that said, well, that's okay, as long as you're doing your best.
So, in other words, a person that's a bus driver or has a regular 9-to-5 or absolute dummies, and the people who have these high, powerful corporate jobs, they're the smart ones. Now, we already know that's not true because last week we just talked about the head writer, WWE, came up with this great idea to have a Middle Eastern man say that he was part of 9/11, and the damn man is like 28 years old. Let's give him early 30s. What the hell? He was planning 9/11 when he was 12? So, no, they're not all bright like that, trust me. And no, just because you work a 9-to-5 or a bus driver that means you're dumb. Maybe the person likes driving a bus. They found a job that they love. They like being around people and they want to be a bus driver. What's wrong with that?
Well, listen, I love and believe in the excellence of black men. So no, my dear, C's and D's or any other form of mediocrity is not okay.
No, okay, so she wants a guy with this high, powerful job and all that stuff. Okay, I get it. That's her choice. Understandable. But she said that she, again, wants a guy that's a business owner. So my thing is, if she works for the Griot, does she own anything at the Griot? Does she even own the production or the camera equipment from the Griot? And okay, so she was on, I want to say she was on the Real Housewives of New York. I don't know if it was New York or New Jersey, but let's roll with New York. She was on the Real Housewives with New York. Did she own the production? Did she do the production and all that stuff? Or she was just in the TV show? And we already know that they don't get paid that much to be on that show. You do it for like the notoriety and to jump it to something else. So did she own anything there? Or her and Andy Cohen, are they both owning the Real Housewives franchises? Or she just worked there? She just showed up. They told her ass to be there at 12 o'clock and she showed up like a 9-to-5. So which one is it?
I will not create a soft place for you or anybody that I love to fall comfortably into the bigotry of low expectations. So I'm going to say one more.
So being a bus driver is low expectations, ladies and gentlemen.
Time. There's absolutely nothing wrong with driving a bus. My mother Gloria drove one for years. But could it be that black America has been sold a narrative of average, regular, and typical being good enough for us?
Supremacy. No. Now all of a sudden this is white supremacy. Give me a break.
It takes the form of conditioning black Americans to happily accept being a permanent American underclass. But see, because I know the truth about black folk in America, no, average is not and will never be good enough for me. And the gag is, I don't think it's good enough for you either.
So you a bus driver, you can't get none of that. don't even try to talk to her because you will not get in there. You driving a bus. You better own that bus. Like I said, she was on Breakfast Club this week, and I always talk shit about DJ Envy, but I've seen from the little clips I've seen him getting on her about that shit. So props to DJ Envy there. Hey, I'll talk bad about you, but if you do something right, I will give you props. On to the news story. The next story, the story is from Baltimore, Maryland. We got a fatal quadruple shooting started with an argument over parking and loud music. 48-year-old Marvel Worsley is facing multiple charges of first-degree murder and attempted murder. Police said he shot and killed Charles Murray, Gerard Smith, Darlene Briscoe, and critically injured Brittany Murray, 31. Here's the video. This is a prime example when two idiots meet. Two idiots and a gun meet. This is the things that happen. Here's the report.
We heard the gunshots, but we're like, oh no, it really wasn't gunshots. It couldn't be.
But they were gunshots in Betty Thornton's quiet Northeast Baltimore neighborhood. Police are now arresting 48-year-old Marvell Worsley. He's accused of shooting four people, including his next-door neighbor, Brittany Murray. Charging documents reveal she and Worsley got into an argument earlier in the day about parking and loud music. She called her dad, Charles Murray, grandma, Darlene Briscoe, and friend, Gerard Smith, to come over and help.
She was definitely a daddy's girl.
So she was arguing with the dude, and so she wanted to bring the drama to him. Instead of calling the police, she called her dad, some dude that he was trying to impress her. I don't even think they was in a relationship. I think he was like trying to get in there. So this is the way to impress her. She called him and grandmama over there to throw down with this man from an argument that's over a parking space and loud music. So three of them dead.
Charles had four daughters, including Brittany. So it's kind of like, hey, if you have a problem, you know, and you're arguing with a man, you know, don't argue with him. Call me and, you know, I'm your dad. I'll protect you.
Did the dad actually really say this? If you arguing with a man, call him. First of all, you shouldn't be outside arguing with anybody, period. You're 31 years old. Why are you out in the street arguing like you damn 15, 14, 15? There's no reason for you to argue with this man over a parking spot and loud music. He parking wrong? Call the police. Let them handle it. You're paying your taxes. So that's their job. Let them handle him.
Those documents state Charles Murray and Gerard Smith started arguing with Worsley, who pulled out a gun and started shooting. Both were killed. Darlene Briscoe heard the gunshots and came outside where Worsley shot and killed her. Court documents say Brittany was shot multiple times and was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Her cousin spoke to 11 News, and while she did not want to be identified, she does tell us Brittany has improved and is stable.
We were all devastated. The last people that you would expect would be them. My cousin Chucky, the same thing, loved his grandchildren, always with either his daughters, his grandchildren, his mom, or his dad. Very family oriented. So it was a shock, like a heart wrenching shock.
I think he needs to pay the price for taking the lives of three people and critically injuring a fourth.
The family is praying for justice too.
No other family should have to go through this.
The family has started a GoFundMe page for the victims. You can find a link on our website, WBALTV.com. Reporting live in downtown Baltimore, Kim Dacey, WBAL TV 11 News.
And arguing over a parking space and loud music, the dad, grandmama, and some dude that was trying to impress her all dead for something that ain't even involved with him. That was all her doing when she just could have simply called the police and let them handle his loud music and his parking. And if he keep going on and on, continue to keep calling the police till he stop. I don't think that man said, if you ever arguing with a man, you call me. No, he said, if you ever had something wrong with your plumbing, call him. Don't call anybody else. I hate to laugh, but it's a sad story. Three people dead over nonsense. Two idiots and a gun. When two idiots and a gun collide, this is the things that happen. Grandmama just walked outside and seen what was wrong with what was going on, and he shot her. All right, the next story. 29-year-old Adaryl Gordon is now charged with kidnapping and raping a 12-year-old girl as she was walking to school. He's also being accused of targeting several children in South Memphis. Now, this is a report where his girlfriend is talking about this situation. Here's the report.
A breaking news update is topping the 10. For the first time, we're hearing from the girlfriend of a man linked to a series of rapes and abductions involving children in South Memphis. Hello, I'm Greg Hurst.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Scurlock. That girlfriend sharing her story as we learn more about who this man is. WREG's Bria Jones joins us live now from the Shelby County Criminal Justice Center with the late breaking developments. Bria?
Well, Greg and Steph,
And you heard that. That's our old girl, Miss Bria Jones. Looking good, too. Hair looking good. And most importantly, her neck isn't sweating. So I can't call her Miss Sweatneck anymore. Looking good, too. Props to you, Bria.
She is still trying to wrap her mind around all of this. She says she had no idea he was using her grandmother's car to allegedly prey on children until she saw the news.
Tonight, new viewer video shows the moments officers arrested the man accused of targeting several children in South Memphis. 29-year-old Ladario Gordon is now charged with kidnapping and raping a 12-year-old girl as she was walking to school near Etlin and Silver in mid-April. We spoke to his girlfriend, who was shocked to learn about the allegations from the news.
This is all crazy to me because he's been with me every day. So I was trying to see how he even had the time to do all this.
According to this arrest...
Shit, he had plenty of time because he was driving your car.
Staff affidavit, Gordon ordered the girl to get into his car and perform oral sex. The vehicle police were on the hunt for belonging to his girlfriend's grandmother.
Oh, shit, it wasn't even her car. It was her damn grandmother's car. How you give this fool access to your grandmother's car? What type of men do y'all be dealing with?
This police, it was given to me is to help me. He was allegedly out doing all this.
She says she started dating Gordon about 10 months ago while she was pregnant. She says Gordon is a father himself.
He don't even play that with his son. Like, if his son was somewhere, he wouldn't ask him, have anybody touched him in wrong any way. So I don't see him doing that to nobody.
Shit. So he's a predator. He was the one in the hood that's trying to kidnap young girls or whatever. So he already know what predators are looking for. So he always asks his son, has anybody touched on him and all that stuff. And I believe, because they said he was accused of targeting several kids in South Memphis. So he was known in the hood as trying to mess around with little kids. And all the people was like, oh, put them kids in the house. Here he come. Oh, here he come driving around and walking over. Where them kids at? He was one of those types.
Think he's capable of doing all this? Because it sounds like you're kind of saying that he didn't do it.
I don't think he's capable of doing this to no kid.
You only known him for 10 months, ma'am. And you pregnant. And you got a new boyfriend?
January. Police responded to this apartment complex where he allegedly beat her while she was 7 months pregnant. Those charges were later dismissed.
You live, you learn. I was young and dumb. He just, like I said, have a lot of problems going on within himself.
So he done whooped her ass, and she's still taking up for him.
And in 2017, police say he punched the mother of one of his children in the face several times.
I always told him that he has to think beyond the moment. Because he has a little girl himself. And I always say, how would you feel if somebody did this to her?
Gordon is also facing a weapons charge.
I want to know what was going on in our girl's Bria Jones's mind when she was talking to this woman and she's saying some idiotic bullshit like that. Like, what was she actually thinking? She had to keep it professional because she is a reporter. But I want to know, like, this girl must be batshit crazy.
Police say he also may face additional charges for preying on other children. He's set to appear here in court on Monday. For now, reporting live outside 201 Poplar, Bria Jones, WREG News, Channel 3.
Wow, if we're all shocked, can't even imagine how she feels. Bria.
Shout out to you, Bria. Looking good on here, too. Good to see you back on the show. All right, Dale, we're going to go to Houston, Texas. where the Westfield High School assistant principal was beaten up by trying to break up a fight. Now, the fight is posted on WorldStar. I can't really play it here because there's really nothing going on other than kids hollering, bitch, 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 and a whole bunch of hooting and hollering going on. And you can see the principal being attacked. They just, like, jumped on top of the principal. So, there ain't really no use of playing that on here because you can't, it's nothing really there. So, here's the news report about this assistant principal being attacked.
Well, an assistant principal at Westfield High School in Spring ISD beaten up so badly at school, she had to be rushed to the hospital. That is according to her family.
Tonight, other staff members are coming forward saying this is not the first time faculty have been injured by students on the job. They fear it will not be the last. KPRC2's Devin Clark is outside Westfield High School with that part of the story, all new at 10.
I did speak to that now injured assistant principal's family today, who says she was attacked for no reason while trying to break up a fight. Now in a hospital, hardly able to talk. Meanwhile, other faculty here at Westfield High School sounding off about what they say is a history of violence and little being done to stop it.
It broke my heart. It makes me want to cry.
This Westfield High School teacher asked not to be identified out of fear of retaliation from Spring ISD. Still, she says she felt compelled to speak out after the assistant principal here suffered a brutal beatdown while trying to break up a fight.
Three or four other kids jumped in on her and just pummel her to the ground, and they are kicking her and pulling her hair.
The assistant principal had to be rushed to the hospital.
She loves those kids. She is the nicest person. And she's the best administrator that we have at Westfield High School.
Spring ISD released a statement that partly reads, quote, all students involved in the altercation will be subject to the full extent of disciplinary action.
Boy, it was a whole lot of students that was involved in that altercation. Do they know them all?
Action available. We take these issues very seriously, as the safety of our students and staff is our highest priority. There will be no tolerance for any altercations or disruptions to learning, end quote. But this teacher says that simply isn't true.
When you call for help to the front office, it's nobody ever shows up.
Adding, the entire campus only has two officers.
We don't feel safe. Faculty don't feel safe, and parents, if the parents knew how unsafe the inside of the school is, they would be upset.
We're not really sure how long the assistant principal is going to have to stay in the hospital. Her father says she's suffering from excruciating head pain that will need to be constantly monitored. She's also going to need a CAT scan. Reporting outside of Westfield High School, Devin Clark, KPRC 2 News.
Get your money, assistant vice principal. Get your money. I'm having PTSD. My head's still hurting. My back hasn't been right, and I have memory loss. Get your money. Get your check. Get your check when you sue the school district for the unsafe. You had a lady on here already saying that the school was unsafe and all that stuff was going on there. Then when you call for help, no one shows up. So get your money, ma'am. Don't show back up to that school again. Matter of fact, don't work again. You did it. You made it. You made it out. You did it. All right, now we got our world famous street entrepreneur. Street entrepreneur, get your money. Do your thing. Get it how you live. Everybody else is just hating on you. Here and there is two parts. Now we got the first part. We're going to Sarasota, Florida, where 22-year-old Annabelle Osambi, a U.S. Postal Service mail sorter, stole more than $70,000 from 60 companies. Here's the report.
From a U.S. Postal Service uniform to jailhouse jumpsuit, tonight a postal worker is behind bars. And if you're missing a check in the mail that never arrived, police say she may know something about it. Sarasota police say that she has been stealing checks for a long time, nearly a year. They've got identified dozens of victims so far, and they're looking for more.
As Fox 13's Kimberly Quizon reports, police say the woman racked up a small fortune.
Annabelle Osambi took a job as a mail sorter with the Postal Service in May 2022. Sarasota police believe it wasn't long after she started taking checks sent in the mail.
She did have access to thousands of pieces of mail, you know, through three different locations.
Osambi worked at three Sarasota post offices off Ringling Boulevard, Beneva, and Ashton Road.
As she would sort the mail, grab certain things that she believed to have checks in them, whether they were coming from businesses or from victims.
And the thing, she had the ability to know what what envelopes had checks in them. I mean, how often does companies send out checks like this?
The Inspector General and Sarasota Police began investigating after they received complaints from two companies who said their customers never received their checks. The more they looked into it, the more victims they found. Police say 75 different checks were stolen from 60 victims and deposited into Asombi's own bank account. So far, the checks add up to more than $70,000.
And this woman just kept doing this and just thought that she would never get caught. I don't get it. She depositing checks in her own banking account. All the police had to do was just get her account. Well, they wouldn't get her account information. I guess they would just go to the bank and see how much money she had in her account and all that stuff and how many times she was depositing money. That's easy. That's easy to investigate.
First, they say she spent it on rent, hairstyling, manicures, and clothing.
Oh, that's why. No wonder why her hair and makeup was looking good in that mugshot picture there. You was getting all that stuff done. Props to you.
This was people's hard-earned money that she was not only stealing, but then she was using to her own benefit. Money that she did.
That's what thieves do, ma'am. They use stolen money that somebody else could have used for something and use it to their own benefit.
Didn't work for and didn't deserve.
Sarasota police believe there may be additional victims, and they're asking anyone who used these three post office locations to take a close look at their records.
This investigation isn't closed. It's far from over.
Police arrested Asombi here at work. Now, instead of a postal uniform, she wears an orange jail suit.
They are still working through different pieces of mail that they have yet to open as part of this investigation to figure out where they came from.
In Sarasota, Kimberly Quizon, Fox 13 News.
Asombi remains in the Sarasota County Jail with a $150,000 bond. She faces
got a high bond.
Several felony charges, including money laundering and criminal use of personal identification.
All right. Now, the second street entrepreneur, get your money, get it how you live, do your thing. Everybody just hating on you. We going back to Memphis, Tennessee, where we got Erica Ingram, a United States Postal Service employee, is facing charges after she allegedly stole a check out of the mail and deposited. So there's two stories in the same week about two people that work for the U.S. Postal Service stealing checks. And here's the report.
The motto, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds, is associated with U.S. postal workers. But court documents show a former Memphis Postal Service employee may have been doing something else with the mail, such as allegedly stealing a check and depositing it. It's left some customers angry and surprised.
Theft is always a problem. But, you know, we always have to be cautious about theft, and that's terrible. We want to depend on the companies to take care of our transactions.
Police documents say Erica Ingram, who worked at a mail processing facility, is now charged with identity theft and theft of property of $1,000 or less. MPD says a victim filed a police report after a check was stolen out of the mail. The check for $638 was deposited at the Bank of America on North Germantown Parkway back on December 3rd of last year. It was allegedly made payable to the victim's deceased parents.
That's completely awful and rude and disrespectful.
This is the voice of the person that check was written to. You can barely hear him. I don't know where in the world that they were talking to this person from.
How can somebody trust the Postal Service if they can't be certain their information and their mail will be sent to the right person?
MPD gathered video footage and other evidence that made Ingram the suspect. They say she admitted to depositing the check in return for a $200 payment.
This is just a case where...
So, she's saying that there's other people. So, it's more than one person stealing a $600 check. So she deposited in her banking account and $200 of it was hers. That don't even make no damn sense. So she's trying to imply that it's somebody else that she was working with. Over $600 and $638. That's ridiculous. $200 and all you getting is $200 worth. I might as well just work.
Where you can do everything right and someone still can steal your check, right? You could follow all the tips. But nothing I really say could prevent an employee stealing a check.
The Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South recommends when writing checks or mailing them to consider the following. Use gel black ink to make them harder to forge. Consider buying thicker security envelopes. Always watch your bank account for suspicious transactions and send larger checks via certified mail to help keep your money as safe as possible.
I don't think we just need to scrap checks altogether, but you just need to be cautious if you're sending a check and make sure that you're...
Is it still a lot of people that's still sending checks, using checks, other than businesses or jobs, you know, writing an employee a check? Do you use checks like that anymore? With the Venmos, the PayPals, well, even the banks have you can transfer money to a person's bank or an account. So how often is checks being used like that?
Following up.
Alex Coleman, WREG TV, News Channel 3.
Some good tips there. And right now, no other suspects have been linked to this stolen check case.
Yeah, she's trying to say that somebody else was involved. She had a partner. And all she gets is $200. They ain't even half. Well, I seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but I'll talk about that next week when Philip gets on here and when everyone seen it already, because I don't want to give out any spoilers or anything. So we'll talk about that next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to me. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, everyone, be safe and have a good day. Stay on the low low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't